Tomorrow's
and
Tomorrow's News Today.
It is Tomorrow's News Today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
It's in the game, folks. It's a war.
Who came on?
Never forget what we're up against in Hollywood. Literally a beacon of Satanism. A bug zapper leading our youth into total destruction.
Do I see that?
Trying to take over the United States. There are other major power blocks as well trying, and I cover them all, so the Israel-obsessed people always get mad at me for covering the wide spectrum, but Israel is definitely the main central threat that we're dealing with right now. And J.D. Vance came out yesterday and said, don't play games with us, Netanyahu. You risk losing everything. Trump is your last ally. The whole world already hates you. Now, this is not kabuki theater. Trump's happy to partner with Israel. He's pro-Israel existing, wants Israel to be successful, but not at the expense of the U.S. and the rest of the world economy. Well, you got a bunch of members of Netanyahu's cabinet calling him Trump an enemy, advanced enemy, taking off their MAGA hats. Good. You were never really MAGA. You were all about your greater Israel project. So I'm going to get through the huge, very historic, important Iran developments quickly because I don't want to burn the whole show on this because most everybody already knows this stuff up one side and down the other. But it is important. There are a bunch of new developments and incredible clips. But I'm spending maximum, even though I've got seven or eight clips, maximum 20 minutes on this when we come back. I mean, it's important, but I've just got to get to Pride Month. Pedos out in the open. Pissed off, the world's woken up to them, getting even more open that they want to have sex with our children. It's incredible. You know, we make jokes about all of this, but it's very serious. The chemicals in the food and water that bend the genders of not just amphibians and fish, but also mammals. And so this is all part of a larger concerted effort. Here's a short breakdown on it. We'll be back with a full broadcast.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O.
Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to the AlexJonesStore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Officially about to hit summer here in the next few days, but it's the last moments of spring on this Sunday, the 21st day of June 2026. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com for all the audio and video feeds of the shows, not just mine, but special reports, other broadcasts, and more at alexjoneslive.com. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That is the new official destination. Please share that as well. You are the Paul Revere's. Never forget it. Okay. Well, I have a special Father's Day message coming up at the bottom of the hour that shows the leftist Hollywood pedophile Pride Month UN Islamic Alliance, in their own words, targeting our children. Very important to realize that, you know, Father's Day is a lot bigger than just fathers. It's about the nuclear family and why it's under attack. That's coming up. Also, all the media in the West hyping up that white people are evil. The numbers just go up and up and up and up, with white folks being hunted down and attacked, maimed, and killed. I have some terrible documentation and examples of that. Ukraine made good on threats the last few months to soon launch in a big offensive trying to take back southern Ukraine, and where Russia's been for 500 years, Crimea. And so there's big battles happening there, huge attacks inside Russia using U.S. and European-guided weapons, big, dangerous developments there. Keir Starmer is on his way out. His own party is saying, though he's hanging on to power, Trump says he's heard, Post on Truth Social today, that Keir Starmer will be gone. That's a big deal. He's a poster child for tyrants everywhere, just like the Prime Minister of New Zealand was particularly nasty and got a job at the World Economic Forum after she got booted. That's all coming up. But we are first going to get into Israel. Now, you have the Likudniks that are a particular brand of Zionism that is actually very unpopular in Israel, but they've used parliamentary manipulation where they have dozens of parties, but over 10 big ones, where the Likudniks can win 15, 16% of the vote, but still cobble together with a coalition, not even a majority, but the largest percent. And you see this in the U.K. Starmer got him with less than 20% of the vote. Same thing with Carney up in Canada. That's why parliaments are a terrible system. Our system was another phase of that and meant to fix those problems. You think our two-party system is bad, look at parliaments. And I point that out about Israel, that when Netanyahu acts like he speaks for everybody in Israel or Jews worldwide, he does it. But the particular group in charge is all of the terrible stereotypes and more: global domination, censorship, extermination, genocide, very communist-like, totalitarian-like, Nazi-like. You say, well, communist and Nazi, it's fascist, communist. At the end of the day, it's different names for totalitarianism and all the things that come with it. And Netanyahu signed a peace deal with Hezbollah on Friday under Trump's behest to get the Iran deal done after he said he wouldn't, and then 1 hour later began blowing the living hell out of mainly Christian areas in Lebanon. And that was meant to derail some of the finalization talks. They already signed this operating agreement. And so Israel's pledged to sabotage it. And so Trump got very, very upset about that. And then J.D. Vance came out and said, don't play games with us. You risk losing everything. Trump is your last ally. The whole world already hates you. And you've got a lot of top former heads of the Mossad and heads of the IDF coming out and agreeing with Vance that Israel's bit off way more than it can chew. But you've got all these other members of the Knesset that are in the Likudnik party. They are taking off their MAGA hats and putting on their Israel First hats, which they were always for. But the good news is, bad news is, Trump went in 115 days ago. This war started after Israel started it on February 28th. Trump followed suit just hours later in the early morning hours of March 1st, 114 days ago. And now here we are. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. Trump talked about that Friday in an Axios interview. He said, listen, we didn't take down the mullahs. The intelligence wasn't right. And so now they keep the strait closed, and that just hurts the whole world. But if we can get them to give up their uranium enrichment and make these deals, that's what I wanted. Israel wanted regime change. This is the best course of action. And Israel, in their newspapers, and Miriam Adelson's newspaper she owns here, have attacked Trump as a traitor. And I have new quotes in their news saying he's now the enemy, and Israeli soldiers bad-mouthing Trump. So that's just crazy. Trump did what no other U.S. president would do because the Pentagon told him it wouldn't work. He ignored the Pentagon. He ignored the Office of National Intelligence. He ignored the Defense Intelligence Agency. And he went in and tried regime change with you. And it failed, just like the Pentagon said that 92% chance it would. And because you manipulated Trump into doing this, Israel, people that run Israel, and because you're wrong, and by the way, it was only Mossad head, deputy head, Ben-Gvir, their national security head, and this is all on record, and Netanyahu that met with Trump on the phone and in person a bunch, it's on record. I first broke it months and months ago, and he got convinced by him. But even the IDF came to Trump and said, the mullahs aren't going to fall, probably. They'll close the strait. We don't advise, this full operation. So it's just crazy. But then you have Mark Levin and all the usual suspects coming out and flipping out and saying, Trump's doing a terrible job. J.D. Vance is horrible. They're trying to scapegoat him like it isn't Trump saying this. Trump's saying everything Vance has said word for word. Vance is repeating him. And you had all these white pillar Trump supporters that said I was a traitor and worked for the Iranians or Qatar and they were going to fall and the deal was going to work and you were all proven wrong. And then I'm a traitor and I'm an idiot and I'm bad and I'm low IQ and I'm a burnout like Trump said about me. Fine. But I was proven right. Now Trump word for word is saying what I said 115 days ago when this all started. And now Israel's attacking Trump like he's bad and Vance. I wonder if that 30% of MAGA that really is just Israel first, I wonder if they're going to attack Trump now and join Levin. Levin came out on Fox last night. It's a 15-minute rant. We're going to play some excerpts of it coming up. In fact, guys, I'd give you that 15-minute clip to start of the show. I just said, grab a little bit of it. I'm not going to air the whole thing. It's all horrible, though. Maybe we should air the whole thing and just analyze it, but I got a lot of the news to it. And now he's completely flipped on Trump. And now he used to wear a woman's brooch. It's a woman's brooch of a huge American flag because he's very upset that people could seize Israel first, probably an Israeli operative. He just came out and gave a speech from Jerusalem last night where he said, I'm not an Israeli operative. I'm doing this for America. We're fighting Hitler. Well, I pointed out he wears a woman's brooch, so he stopped wearing the woman's brooch and went to a smaller American flag. He's back wearing the woman's brooch. So I just think that's interesting. So we've got all those clips coming up. But this is crazy. I mean, I wouldn't want the UK or the EU are trying to control our politics, but not as effectively as Israel, or big tech, who's been trying, and I've been opposing that. I don't want them having AI above the law, liability protection, where data centers do whatever they want. I mean, I oppose that. Not because I'm anti-technology, not because I have a phobia of it, but because it's out of control. It's got to be governed. It's got to be trust-busted. It keeps doing this. I don't want the Chi-Coms running our country. Don't blame the Chinese people. But I don't want the, you know, Chi-Coms running us. But Israel is out in the open primarying people that don't do whatever they say, like Thomas Massey. They're out in the open bragging that they'll go after anybody that doesn't do what they say, that they'll censor anybody. And then they lead us into a war that the Pentagon said wasn't even going to work. And then we're the bad guys because we pointed that out, and now Trump agrees. So Israel's got a big problem. But I want to just point out to all the people, all the talk show hosts, influencers, writers, so-called journalists who claim they're on the right, almost all of them were never Trumpers, who now, since Trump became, you know, full-on do whatever Netanyahu says and believe his lies, you guys, you know, came after us. Well, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Are you going to attack Trump? Because he's not doing what Netanyahu says. You got a big problem. And we're not going to let any of you forget what you've done and what you've said. And at the same time, again, I point out that a lot of Israel doesn't even support this. Not because, oh, I don't want to get censored by bashing Israel, or, ooh, I'm paid by the Israelis. I try to be absolutely fair about what we're dealing with and what we're facing. That's my job. Israel is so hated now. The most hated country in the world. The numbers are all there. It is the hottest thing to do to just attack Israel all day and attribute anything bad in the world, bad weather, you name it, to Israel. You slip on a banana peel, it's Israel. That if I literally donned an SS officer's uniform and said, Heil Hitler, for 2 hours straight, I'd have higher ratings than if I've sat up here with true intellectual depth and history and truth. So I don't just go whole hog, foam at the mouth on Israel because I want to please the Israel lobby that has been on my ass for years because they don't want independent Americans that have sway with the American people. They want control. I govern myself by what the most accurate information I have is, and I call balls and strikes because that's what God wants me to do. That's what my conscience tells me to do. And I've been highly critical of Israel for decades and covered bad things they've done. I've just not been somebody that only covers that. Some people have a wide picture of this, but Israel, since Trump got back in office, they weren't successful the first 4 or 5 months, but they basically got almost full control from June of last year until about 3 weeks ago. Behind the scenes, I knew Trump was getting pissed from sources and leaks a couple weeks into this, but he kept believing, okay, maybe the Mullahs will fall. Okay, let's just get this done. But now they see the economic numbers, now that his Federal Reserve head says, well, we were going to cut interest rates, now we're going to increase them. Now that he understands, yeah, it's going to derail his economic recovery plan, Trump is like, we got to get the strait open. And he said on Friday, we played the clip on the Saturday show, he may play it again. It was pretty powerful with Axios. He said, look, the strait's closed. It's going to kill the world economy. They're going to keep it closed unless I sit in boots on the ground, and the American people don't have a stomach for that. He said, well, you think 500,000 troops couldn't beat the Vietnamese? You think we're going to beat them with 500,000 there? I mean, boots on the ground is a totally different deal. It took the Israelis 2 years and tens of thousands of lives and hundreds of thousands on the Palestinian side and probably $100 billion in weapons, half of it ours, to get rid of most of Hamas in just little Gaza. Most analysts say you can't even compare Iran to Gaza. They say 100 times harder. It's all decentralized with their own command systems, and now you're on the ground fighting them on their territory. It's not doable. That's why Mark Levin's like, well, use nuclear weapons, Mr. President. Do what Harry Truman did. That was a different world. We were the only ones that had nukes back then. Pakistan says anybody nukes Iran, they're going to nuke Israel and D.C. They got long-range missiles. And all the war games show they'll go into a war immediately with India, and China will get involved. And we'll be pariahs. We'll be seen as the bad guys. We already are worldwide. Can't just nuke them. Your civilization will end in one day, never to return. All of Iran will be one big glowing crater. Those are quotes on Truth Social, two different posts. I quoted Trump word for word just now. And that's when I said, if he keeps talking like that, he's crazy, 25th Amendment. Well, now when the Likudniks tell him to do the same thing, he goes, I've lost a lot of respect for the Israeli hardliners. And Axios goes, name names. I'm not going to name names, but I'm upset with Netanyahu and some other people here in America. Who do you think he's talking about? Talking about Mark Levin, Benjamin Netanyahu, Ben-Gavir, and others. And then Ben-Gavir comes out Friday and says, we're going to burn all of Lebanon to the ground, which is half Christian. We're going to kill everybody. And, I mean, this type of talk is just, it's just horrible. And people are like, well, some of the Muslims want to kill all the Jews. Yeah, I'm against that. That's what proportionate response is about. You know, there have been times when Hezbollah's out of the clear blue sky would fire 1,000 rockets at Israel and kill a couple people and blow some stuff up. Israel would shoot most of it down. And then Israel would flatten, you know, blow up 1,000. And I'd say, well, they started it, but okay now. That's you responded 100-1. That UK, all right. Okay, all righty there, but you know, don't go too far. This is completely different. And the whole world sees it, and it's out of control. And even Stephen Crowder's co-host, I really respect, super smart historian, great theologian. He's a Christian Zionist. I understand his perspectives. I don't agree with it. Gerald Morgan came out and said, Ben-Gavir is a mass murdering killer. Israel's doing ethnic cleansing of the Christians and taking southern Lebanon and all the rest of it. And he said, I'm about to get off the Israel train. Played the clip on the Saturday emergency show I did yesterday. I mean, this is a big deal, folks. And it's about our sovereignty. And then you've got Israel saying, well, we will never have our money from the U.S. cut off because we're just going to merge our military with U.S. military and defense, and that's in the current Defense Authorization Act and in the Senate Intelligence Bill. So, I don't want any foreign government, quote, synchronizing and merging and coordinating live time and everything we do, much less Israel, famous for spying on us. So this is all out in the open. It's very dangerous, but at the same time, it is very, what's happening is very dangerous. But it's very healthy that Israel, at least politically, is being rejected around the world and more in the U.S. and being told you're too big for your britches and you're not in charge of this country and you're not dragging us into a greater Israel conflict, endless war. Just like NATO says their new business plan is a 20-year war with Russia and a national draft and defeating Russia and breaking Russia in five parts. I'm not a European phobe. I'm against the tyranny of the unelected EU dictatorship that wants total war. And I stress that not so I'm like, oh, I'm politically correct. You know, I'm not going to say Heil Hitler like the cool kids. I'm very pragmatic, like the communist Chinese are trying to take over and control our politics with spies everywhere. The EU's trying to control us and suing Elon Musk and huge fines and trying to control free speech and all the rest of it. And the UK is, and you've got all of these different tyranny blocks and the left running around trying to pass all these laws to take control of parental rights and censor. And I'm just opposing it all down the line and saying, I think that's the worldview everybody should have, but it's proportionate. Israel's leadership is so arrogant now. Did you ever think you'd see Trump and J.D. Vance saying, we've lost a lot of respect in the Israeli leadership? Yeah, for giving you bad information. You lose respect for yourself buying into it, Trump. But at least you're admitting you were wrong. Did you ever think you'd see Trump and J.D. Vance saying, Israel better watch it and better stop trying to push us around? I mean, this is extremely healthy. But it's also because it's so obvious. And so if anything, I get heat from our radio affiliates who've been longtime conservative broadcasters. And I don't get a lot of heat, but we get feedback. Oh, how's this show going? Oh, good ratings. People like it. Great. We appreciate you. We like to go. Thank you. Anything we do for you? Well, you know, Alex, get more hardcore on Israel. I mean, just a couple years ago, those same stations, most of them are like, I'm getting a little too hardcore on Israel. Because, you know, you get that feedback. I don't really go off what they say, but we still want to hear what they, you know, what they're talking about. You know, sometimes the stations are like, hey, can he stop reading what's in these court reports about, you know, during Gay Pride Month of the homosexual men that adopt kids, you know, raping the children to death? And I mean, I've got court descriptions of new ones here. I don't want to read this. 30 plus lacerations in the throat and anus of the 14-month-old raped to death by leftist. I've got a bunch of Muslims raping little girls to death in the news just today, raping them to death. But it's okay, no charges, because under Islam you're allowed to marry 8-year-olds. And on the wedding night, if the groom murders the little girl by her bleeding to death, it's okay. It's liberal. It's part of Islam. You're not allowed to have a knife, carry a knife in the UK if you're from the UK and you're white. But if you're one of 13 other groups that aren't white, you can carry swords around and hack people. Hell, you can grab 3-year-old white kids and throw them into alligator enclosures for them to be eaten. That happened over the Friday, and they won't say who it is they arrested because you know who it is. Yes, they're feeding the white people crocodiles now in the UK. If you're a new viewer, I know it doesn't sound real. Just type it in. I swear it's not a lie, okay? None of this is a lie. And I understand why the stations are like, hey, what do you, that's a little much. Yeah. I've had complaints from stations when I read the books that are in the Austin Middle School and Elementary Library. And the stations, they don't call and complain a lot. They'll call and say, we're getting complaints. He needs to watch that. We're not saying cuss words, but children can read this, but I'm not supposed to tell the public. And I get it. Reading it is so profane, so disturbing even to adults. You think I want to read this? You think I want to look at this? And we had our own reporter, Carrie Lee, whose own daughter in like sixth grade, Christy Lee, brought me one of the famous books, because it was a famous one, and it's a graphic novel of it looks real, but it's not illegal child exploitation because it's not actual photos, but it looks like real graphic novel. And it's like, my neighbor's named Bob. He invites me in the shed. Man, he, and it goes into Bob giving him oral sex and then bending him over and how great it is and don't tell your parents. And I mean, it's like, and then I've got Pride Month all over the U.S. and Canada and the U.K. The teachers having the boys and girls kiss each other or they get kicked out of class. This is pedophilia, folks. And I understand normal people want to know what's going on, but you don't want to hear the details. Well, this is what children are being shown. So I respect the stations. They haven't complained in a while because now I was recovering this stuff 10 years ago. Nobody really knew about it. Now it's even on Fox News, so we don't get as many. We get like 1% of the complaints we used to. But, and people understand now why I did it. But I also understand why people complain. But Christy Lee and others would go to the school board, go to the city council, even here in Austin, and start reading it. And they'd go up, call in the police. The mayor would say, the school board head, you can't read that here. Oh, but you've seen all over the country. Same story. Tennessee, Florida, California. They're like, whoa, 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 you can't read that. Well, wait a minute. You give this to fifth graders? I can't read to you out of a book on the shelves for fifth graders. Let me do this. Let me hit my Father's Day message. I'm already starting to get into it when we come back. Then I'll hit the incredible Israel news, and that ties into suddenly the Israel lobby is running around saying, how dare people say Israel was involved in 9/11? That's ridiculous. Israel was involved in the U.S.'s liberty with our own government. Same story here. Going to call balls and strikes. So since people have been saying that, I just pulled up a little bit of the information, smoking gun evidence of Israel involved. And we'll get into that coming up next hour as well. But the first thing I want to do is get into the Father's Day message and spotlight some of this incredible evil these cockroaches are involved in, sexualizing our children straight ahead. We're going to war with the pedo cult. It's called the leftists. Ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. It's very simple at thealexjonesstore.com. You back us. You fund us. You are everything. And we bring you the very best products, the very best supplements, the very best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best knives, silver coins, you name it, so that you get a great product and empower yourself while at the same time empowering yourself and free humanity against the globalists. So, a lot of new things at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at these belts. They are super comfortable. They are incredible high quality. They are so durable. They'll last a lifetime. And the way they're designed is something special. So I paid like $75 a year or so ago for a similar belt. And I told Bigley, I like this type of belt. Why don't you get these? They got belts even better than the one I bought about a year ago that I love. And they're selling them for $39 right now. That is a big discount out of the gates at thealexjonesstore.com. premium nylon tactical belt. This is the premium nylon tactical belt available now at thealexjonesstore.com for only $39.99. It's built from heavy-duty nylon webbing with a smooth automatic ratchet buckle. No holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. And we've got them in three editions. On the buckle is a little cross, a 1776 edition, and Alex Jones signature edition, making it original and special. It's all black, tactical, clean, durable, and built for everyday use. It's murdered out. It's off black. And right now it's only $39 at thealexjonesstore.com. They are premium. They look great. They have knocked it out of the park with this product. Get yours today, and also buy gifts for friends and family, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. Also, Bigley knocked it out. Highest rating, level with the carbon filters, beautiful, highest grade stainless steel for lower price than other systems that aren't even as good. We're so proud of this. The first group sold out. More coming in about a week and a half. So get your order in now to make sure it's ahead of the line. Those are now available. This is platinum level, gravity fed, water filtration, and it makes this operation possible. Multi-tested by top companies to take out hundreds and hundreds of bad chemicals at non-detectable levels, the atrazine, the glyphosate, all of it. You should do this for your family. Do this for yourself. It's a big 3-gallon system. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the designs are the best. Some of them are okay. I'll just be honest. Some of the designs I come up with are okay. But I came up with the concepts of these new shirts. Limited edition, 250th anniversary of America, July 4th, special edition. So it's sold through the middle of June, through July, and then we're not going to sell these t-shirts anymore. They look so good, they'll fuck with another variant or something. But these are limited edition, Liberty or Death, 1776, 2026. They came up with that. I love it. The simple one I came up with, America, 250 years strong, nice, simple, clean, kind of got like a polo look to it. Look at that one, Destroying Tyranny, 1776, Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag. I came up with that design. I'm really proud of these. They're very clean. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people wearing these. Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. I designed that bad boy. They designed the 1776, 250 years of freedom. Oh, I love the one they designed with the brass knuckles, 1776 Free, Defund the Deep State. That's all their designs. America, Ride Fast, Live Free. They designed that. Ball caps as well, all limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action now. Big Brother hates it when you fund the tip of the spear. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, June 21st, 2026 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, if you want to go to my X account at Real Alex Jones, maybe the crew can put on screen just some shots that I thought today I'd post of my two oldest daughters. I'm not going to put my youngest up. And of my son, Rex, and also my dad on Father's Day because we hung out some today. And my children were saying, hey, you're going to post some pictures. You know, we're proud of you. And I said, sure. But I said, you know, really the most important thing is I'm not going to go out to dinner with you tonight. They're out of dinner right now with my dad because I'm going to stay on air and fight for fathers and fight for nuclear families and fight for civilization because that's really where I need to be as a father. And it's great that they're out enjoying themselves on a Sunday night. My dad's retired, but this is where I want to be. So in the final equation, this is all about a fight between good versus evil. And if they can destroy the genders in our minds, if they can destroy the family, we will be all alone. And that's where they want us. They don't want us to have any identity other than the identities that the globalists give us and brainwash into us. And I know I'm saying things basically everybody knows. We have to let that burn in every day. So I want to start my Father's Day 2026 message with Psalms chapter 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's all anybody can really ask. And in my experience, putting my faith in God, he's literally laid out a table for me in the presence of my enemies. And God has sent the supporters and the people that walk beside me, behind me, and in front of me so that we can carry out this mission. We are all on this mission together, and I salute all the fathers, all the mothers, all the brothers, all the sisters, all the sons, all the daughters, all the grandparents out there across the world, not just the white people, but everyone that bleeds red blood and loves God. And there we are about 6-7 years ago in Hawaii with some of the crew and some of the family. So I wanted to just show you the news. Yeah, that's after we just climbed to the top of a mountain. That was an awesome hike to the top of a waterfall, 4 miles up and 4 miles down. That was awesome. And Rex, something else, way bigger than me now, taller than me. Continuing, this is just news that came out today. It's not like I'm going around cherry picking to find this. I have more than 50 videos. We won't play them all, obviously. The most horrible stuff you can imagine. And we have a big update on the man that grabbed purposely in front of all the witnesses. They say doesn't speak English. Foreigner, as I predicted on Friday. Threw him into a crocodile, chewed the baby up. He's barely alive. And they let the guy out of jail. They said, well, he's got a low IQ, and someone, you know, came and bailed him out. So we're not going to even interview him. We'll probably just close the case. Because you're allowed, if you're a Muslim with a low IQ inbred, wonder who, probably Pakistani. That's the real inbreeding goes on there. Generation for generation, first cousin. We got the same grandparents on both sides. And you get low IQ and psychotic behavior. But I thought I would just give you some examples of that. Is it normal to not want these people in our country? It means you still have morality and a soul. 8-year-old child bride, this is in the UK, dies from internal bleeding after her wedding night. 8 years old, this guy, this old man, must have been souped up on some Viagra and raped her to death. But no charges, because it's legal under their law, and their law trumps UK law, even though it doesn't. They say it does. And I have just dozens of examples a day of this exact thing. Here's a video. Here's a 9-year-old girl. And that's okay because Muhammad married and impregnated a 9-year-old, Isha. Here he is all dressed up in his pink outfit. This is in Pakistan. With his child bride, who you notice is pregnant. Let's roll that video. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And I can show you BBC documentaries, CNN documentaries. They're like, oh, it's a good thing as the little girls cry and are taken away. So these two have been shacking up for a while. Got quite the romance going on there. And you wonder why 500,000 girls got raped in the UK the last 20 years. Keir Starmer was the head minister that covered it up. That's because, well, it's just their culture. Now, look at this. This just came out today. Locals in Birmingham had to jump in to stop a Pakistani migrant from allegedly assaulting a 13-year-old girl. There's videos of these people dragging girls away. Then the cops just dropped the case like it was nothing. He was even bragging about, on the video, having buddies in the force. Makes you wonder if he was actually right about that. Just gross. Let's roll the video of that. Look at this guy.
13-year-old minors. Okay.
I'm famous.
No, for all the wrong reasons. It's called infamous, not famous, infamous. There's a big difference. Because famous people, we'd want to go and meet them. You, I want to wipe you on the bottom of my foot.
a prolific groomer of children.
Citizens are calling.
Are the police on that?
The police are coming.
I'm waiting for them.
Sergeant.
I've got nothing to say.
Right, okay, I'll start reading your chat logs then.
Sergeant, a bunch of videos last week where they catch him with little girls. Grab him by the neck.
How dare you talk to a child in
the We dare because we have the evidence to dare. If you have a problem with it, take it up with the police when they come. But they're going to go through your phone and our evidence, and they're going to have you banged to rights. And every person that you know around Birmingham, your family, your friends, back home, everywhere, are going to know about this. We will put it everywhere.
I don't care. I've got no friends.
Sajid Khan. Oh, you're not going to have any after this. You'll have a lot of friends in prison. That's for sure.
I've got family in prison. Friends in prison.
That's no. Oh, are they into there for this as well?
Sajid.
Nice cup of tea in the police station.
I know for a fact, Sajid, that you're an expert groomer.
That's enough of him. Look at this. Horrific. A woman in Turkey was forced just today to marry the man who raped her. Oh, it's your fault under Islam if you get raped. He then raped their four-year-old daughter, and the case was dismissed by the court. She started protesting in the street and was demanding justice. After that, she and her daughter were both found dead. Oh, that's very liberal. Here's another one. UK father, there's a whole bunch of these cases, tries to rescue his kidnapped daughter from a Pakistan grooming gang. Police arrested him. It's come out in their legislature, in the grooming report. A British father discovered his daughter had been kidnapped and was being abused by dozens of Pakistani men raping her. Desperate to save her, he went to the property where she was being held. Instead of being rescued, his own child police arrested the father. And it's not just Islam. This is the leftist alliance all over the Western world with Islam, because the Quran is a manual of pedophilia, how to do it, and how to take over societies. Let's actually pull up footage of the 14-month-old baby taken from its Christian parents by CPS and then handed over to these guys. The baby survived 4 months in their custody, and they've now been, this guy's now been convicted. They're still trying his partner. Yes, this is about a gay couple who adopted a baby to rape and torture it to death. 30 internal lesions to the mouth and throat, to the anus, intestines, and bladder. They also shared pedo photos of him on Snap, just in case you were wondering. Oh, and just this has come out today here in the Drag Queen School Board member and Pride Org founder Travis Longo is facing additional charges of child porn after police found images on his phone. Some images reportedly show the sexual abuse of infants, and this is here in the United States. I probably see 15 or 20 of these a day. So at least the police know who to target. I mean, you think that's a pedo? You think a dude dresses up like a clown and wants access to kids? Might be a pedo. Here's another one. This is what we're talking about on Father's Day. It's coming for our children. The responsibility of fathers to stand up against this. The first openly transgender person elected to a U.S. state legislature has been sentenced to 33 years in prison for child sexual exploitation. Stacey Marjorie Lofton's defense had argued for a lower sentence on the basis of possible retardation. Retardation. That's what they're saying about the crocodile attack. Well, he's got a low IQ, so we're not going to do anything to him. He doesn't speak English, means foreigner. We're keeping his name secret. Yeah, okay, he threw a three-year-old and they got chewed on by crocodiles fighting for their life, but that's okay. Oh, yeah, look at these guys here in the U.S. You see one of these cases every few days where they convicted child rapists are then allowed to adopt babies or have surrogates. That's nice. No, that's not nice. So let me hit just this to show you an example of what I'm talking about. Jerusalem Post. UK police released suspect in attempted murder of three-year-old who ended up in a crocodile enclosure. Witnesses said he grabbed a three-year-old, threw him into the crocodiles. The man, who was not known to the victim, was assessed as not being fit to interview, police said in a statement, and released him. And he doesn't speak English. But they say he's an Englishman. Isn't that disgusting? So, that's what's going on here in this alliance of Islam with the pedos. Look at this video. These are kindergartners. This is going on, our weekly reminder to homeschool your children. Well, and you have all these men, most of them with the new fake names. California lets them change their name and cover up any criminal record. They catch them all over the country, Texas, you name it, convicted pedos, then having drag queen story time with your children in public schools, private schools. Yeah, yeah, show this footage right here. This is this happens everywhere. They parade the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts up front as like the captured slaves at the gay pride parades, and then all the naked men on bicycles in this particular clip come in riding behind them. And then I've not gone to these, but I've seen the footage of men, New York City, you name it, just masturbating in front of children. And this footage we shot in Austin, we sent undercover in there. And they have men with no clothes on with erections, but they have glitter on their penises, so it's okay. We're not going to show you this here. It's criminal in my view. But they can do it with kids. And then the kids sit on the man and rub all over their erect penis. We shot footage of that in North Austin. That was about 6 years ago at a hotel ballroom. But the world's waking up to this, but the system doesn't care. It's just doubling down, doubling down, doubling down. We did give the information we had to the police, but they can't do anything. Oh, yeah, you got Muslim women there in their burqas also throwing cash at small children as they shake their asses. This is the stuff that goes on. And then right back there in those little stalls, they have men with large penises but with silver glitter on them, and the children come sit in their laps, sit on their penises. That's pedophilia for you right there, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what goes on. Here's a clip. These are kindergartners. Our weekly reminder that homeschooling your kids is key. Here it is. Clip 15. Serious child abuse. Those are the prisoners hauled out of the public schools, private schools, made to, in many cases, march down the street, led by bizarre pervert men. And this is nothing compared to the footage we could show you. Obviously, most of you have seen stuff where the man lies on the ground in, like, a thong with his penis right there, and then they go and set their boys and girls down, who then they tell them, ride the horsey, and they hop up and down on it. Just all total deviancy. We've got more on that, but I want to just show you just some of the latest clips of what the Muslims are doing in the United States. Oh, yeah, let's put this guy up. Here he is. Convicted felon, a whole bunch of huge rap sheet violence. Remember, that's the guy that goes and says, it's ma'am. If somebody says, here you go, sir, here's your change, he then blows up and screams at them and tears up their businesses. And here he is singing a rap song about how super badass he is. I mean, just total psychotic lunatics out of some type of Day of the Dead movie. Some alternate universe released on us. But here it is. Muslims throw a French native into a sewer, spit on him. Then they publish video to humiliate him. Nothing's done to them. Got another one. Birmingham today in the UK, groups of mass Muslim men chanting Allah Akbar hunted down British patriots waving Union Jacks through the streets and attacked them. Nothing was done. We've got Elon Musk just posted a shocking story of a native French citizen shooting video and African migrants taking over a small town in the French countryside. Then I got more here. Denver Public School did the right thing and just voted unanimously, because they shot video of it, to dismiss, fire LGBTQ teacher Jennifer Honka after she reportedly made female students kiss each other and graded them on it. There's video of it. And here's the psycho that does that. These are just nothing but deviant priests, perversion, and pedophilia. So this is 100% child abuse. Let's go ahead and just roll those clips all back to back. Here it is.
Oh, trou! Oh, trou! Allez, prête ton scooter, hein!
Voilà, prête ton scooter, là!
Amadou, dis-lui, prête ton scooter! Voilà, il tient!
Ah, soulevez-lui les mains, soulevez-lui les mains!
Jibril, ouais, aide-les! Oh, oh, il fuit!
Voilà, dans le trou aujourd'hui!
Les mains, les gars,
voilà!
Les mains!
Voilà, lâche-moi, le
gars,
moi, ce qu'il tient pas!
Ah, ouais, il tient quand même, hein!
Ah, mais t'es bien, ouais!
Ninja Warrior!
Voilà, vas-y, allez, les gars!
Au trou!
Assieds-toi!
This is stomping him, spitting on him, putting him in a sewer.
Voilà, assieds-toi là!
It's all new stuff. I am killing people as well. This goes on too long. Just skip to the next one. Police don't come. Citizens don't help. This is the UK today. A whole bunch of footage of military type guard men marching around.
Elon Musk just posted this video, and it's truly shocking. This is a young girl who is a French journalist and an identitarian activist in France, telling the story of another French identitarian activist who's shooting a video outside of a grocery store of migrants basically camping out on the street and talking about how the culture of his small town in the French countryside has changed so much. And he was actually sent to prison and fined for shooting this video. You're not going to believe this. Take a look.
European and American friends, listen to this latest absurdity. Last November, Jean Diana, who is a father, an identity activist, and a local councilman, filmed a video in front of the supermarket in his small town. Let's watch it together and I'll comment next.
I'll translate. Hey everyone, I'm in the town I grew up in, about 10,000 people I think, and for a few years every evening it's been like this. There you have it, the exit. We kind of wonder what's going on. But you basically got Afghan refugees hanging around. That's it. Always at Leclerc doing nothing. Welcome to the French countryside.
Okay, he posted this in the evening, and the next day at noon, the cops called him to summon him, warning him that it might take a while. He was held in police custody for 48 hours and subjected to completely crazy interrogations where they asked him where his children went to school, what his relationship with them was like, how he raised them, Stasi style, basically. In the end, he was recently prosecuted and sentenced to a 3-month suspended sentence prison and a fine of 4,650 euros, including 600 euros in compensation for each Afghan migrant he filmed. Native French people who speak out against non-European immigration and its damages are subjected to a veritable ritual of humiliation.
Yeah, this is insane. This is insane. This is why Americans need to fight to preserve our country and our culture.
That's right. It doesn't matter whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in Spain, whether you're in Ireland, Scotland, England, whether you're in Canada. If you show just the huge migrant hordes robbing, killing, stealing, laying around the ground, you go to jail. 3 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You show Drag Queen Storytime in the UK, prison. They're there to suppress you. I've got articles here where a UK lawyer, Paul Palsland, cleaned 200 bags of waste from a polluted river, because now the migrants throw with all their garbage in it. Fish and dragonflies return. Now he faces 2 years of prison for doing it without a permit. That's how tyrannies work. If you're a good person, they want you to give up and not be involved. If you protect yourself, defend yourself, you're the biggest criminal ever. If you protect your children, they pass stuff in Democrat blue cities and states to take your children if you don't let them do transgender brainwashing. But they're losing lawsuits. They're getting indicted. The tide is turning. And I see articles every week where teachers are getting fired that try to sexualize children and teach them pedophilic doctrine. And even in Denver, this is now happening. So since I mentioned it, here's the Denver school board firing the teacher.
I move that the board hereby accepts both the evidentiary and ultimate findings of fact of the hearing officer, the recommendation of the hearing officer that Ms. Jennifer Honka be dismissed on the grounds of incompetence and neglect of duty, and that the board enter its written order as required by TACTA that Ms. Honka be dismissed with immediate effect.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, the floor is now open for debate. Seeing none, Ms. Atwood, would you please call roll?
Director De La Rosa?
Aye.
Director Gaetan?
Aye.
Director Hunter?
Aye.
Director Clay Mulk?
Aye.
Director Sia?
Aye.
Dr. Torres?
Aye.
Mr. Youngquist?
Yes.
Thank you. With that, the motion passes. Thank you, David.
And you know why she's in trouble? They never released it, but it was in the local transcripts. They shot video of her making the girls make out. Make out. New York high school teacher allegedly attempted to sexually assault a child in Connecticut. It just goes on and on. I mean, I see hundreds of these a day. You can't, it's all the same thing. The UK police, the UK social workers, pervs from hell, handed 100-year jail terms after raping adopted sons and filming it and selling them out to local men, including politicians, but none of them have been indicted yet. That's here in the U.S. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. We're going to go to break, finish up on some of the left alliance, the red-green alliance, the pedophile alliance, the evil glue that holds these cockroaches together, and the fact that the new cultural awakenings here, the new crusades, and the new Declaration of Independence against this tyranny is here. That's all coming up, along with a big dive on Israel first getting caught in the jaws of their own chutzpah. And the deer in the headlights moment, that's all coming up, so much more next hour. But remember, we're covering hardcore information that the tyrants are fighting like the devil to stop. In Europe, they just throw you in jail. Here, they sue you, rig trials, censor you, come after you. That's why when you share the articles and videos at alexjoneslive.com and share the video feeds there and say, here's the forbidden information with everybody you know on your email list, your text message, on Instagram, on Facebook, on X, on Rumble. It changes the world. And that's why when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, we have a bunch of limited edition, 250th anniversary Americana that are some of the best designs we've ever made. I mean, look at these designs. They are all clean. They are all awesome. They're as good as it gets. These are all five-star. I'm really proud of what Bigley came up with. 7 new T-shirts, a few of the designs I came up with. I think they're pretty cool. That funds our operation, high-quality apparel, and it's an adventure to wear it. While you're there, get the very best ultramethylene blue. Get all the very best supplements that'll change your life at thealexjonesstore.com. And we've got another limited run of the stainless steel, highest quality gravity-fed filters that cut out all the garbage. Nobody's got a unit better. Nobody's got a unit this good anywhere near this price. You can get your order in right now to be insured when that comes in next week that you get that. And then we're going to just put it, we're not going to have it on pre-order for a while until more come in. So if you want to get the new platinum super filter system, get it in now to make sure you get it at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's so many other great items on the site, so many new ball caps that are really awesome as well. Be sure and check those out at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us and please share those live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
And pundits saying it's time for a new 9/11. I've been saying the only card Israel has left is to stage a new 9/11. They were heavily involved with the neocons here in the U.S., with Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld in the original 9/11, so we're going to go back and look at some of that evidence. I'm going to do bigger dives throughout the week because this is a lot of evidence. It's ridiculous when you actually look at it. It's open and shut. And I've been saying, look for the false flag. That's all they've got left to try to drag us into full war for the Greater Israel Project. That's coming up next segment. But right now, listen to this Persian man living in the United States. Everything he's saying is true. The three-part plan is in the Quran, how to take over. And he starts crying at the city council, breaking this down. Here he is.
My name is Evan Segoli. I am a Sharia law survivor, was born in Iran. And I'm here to tell you everything that you're doing here has been done in UK and Canada. You have no idea where this halal money is going to, how they're being funding these mosques, and what kind of a hell is coming towards your country right now. It's 2026. I escaped that hell years ago, and I'm seeing the same thing happening over here in the United States. You have no idea. There's three levels of Sharia law that is happening. Right now, it's level one. They come in peace. They come and tell you, we just want rights. We want to be part of it. Level two is what's happening in UK right now. You have two-tier policing. You have cops who are on working with Muslims right now. You have Sharia law courts over there. Now they're pushing blasphemy laws over there. And one of them is called M103. It's in Canada. People are being jailed. People are being like raped in the United States, and nobody's doing anything about that because these Muslims are protected. Level three is what happened to my country, Iran. The hell I lived under. The apostasy laws, blasphemy laws, the hangings. These people do not change. They use taqiyah to come to your country, lie to every single one of you, and tell you they're different. They're not. Even in Florida, if you look at any of these mosques, they're pushing infidels. They're saying, we want to kill infidels. We want to take over their lands. They're openly calling this out. Go to X and watch any of them straight up talking about this. And people like you are, I love America. I love America. Like right now, when I was in Iran living in that hellhole under Islam, I was praying to God to come to this country one day and live freely. And this shit is happening. I'm so sorry, but I'm like crying.
That's your time. Thank you.
Now, there's viral video in Texas of a woman in Conroe in a Walmart, and a woman sees an Islamic woman in her beekeeper suit and her Darth Vader outfit, and she comes over and says, you know, Islam's a threat. We're sick of you. Well, I mean, I had a Muslim come confront my wife at HEB a few months ago. She's out at 9 o'clock at night and was dressed nicely. He's like, you should not be alone. You could be raped. I mean, they're pushy. They're in your face. And people are saying this woman's evil for saying Islam promotes pedophilia. We're sick of you. We're tired of you. So Islam wants to take over. It's what it does. Doesn't mean all the Muslims do, but their leadership and their groups do. Our governments are bringing them in. We're not fighting them over there, so they don't come here. We got 45 times the Muslims here and in Europe that we had before 9/11. We lose our rights. They get full control. They go around and bully everybody. The governments roll out the red carpet and protect them. They're not compatible. They've been brought in to destroy the West. And I've got the Israel lobbies bragging that, look what you did to Europe. We brought in all the Muslims. I mean, I've seen hundreds of clips of that, of high-level Knesset members, and how we brought down Europe with Islam. It's so wonderful. It's falling apart. And Netanyahu wants to take the Gaza survivors and ship them into the U.S. and Europe. All pissed off. I mean, it's sick. So it's not like, I'm pro-Israel because I'm anti-Islam. No, Israel founded Hamas, gave it the money, stood on October 7th. They use Islam as their weapon and then as a pretext to invade countries and build a larger Israel. Figure out the larger master plan and don't be naive. We'll be right back on the other side of a one-minute break to get in to the giant developments with Israel first getting caught with its pants down.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So we have government members in the Israeli Knesset, their parliament. We have prominent pundits saying America needs a new 9/11. That'll teach us to stay in these wars for Israel. And then the same lobby says, well, why would Israel be involved in 9/11? Well, it's in the Project for American Century put up by the neocons. Not just Israel, but Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and others. In April of 2000, the year before 9/11, saying we need at least 3,000 dead, a new Pearl Harbor event on the American homeland to launch this invasion of seven countries in the Middle East, and we'll take them down one at a time, and Iran will be the last. So then the Israel lobby freaks out and says, people quit saying we're involved in 9/11, that's ridiculous. Then the Israel lobby saying, boy, we sure need a new 9/11, that's just the medicine America needs. That's the punishment for not serving Israel properly. And you got Israel trying to take over U.S. military defense and the current Defense Authorization Act. And then you've got Israel openly saying, we'll primary anybody that doesn't do whatever we say, like Thomas Massey. And then you've got Israel, every time we get a peace deal with Iran, attacking Iran and or Lebanon or other areas. That's part of the peace deal to not do that. You don't have Hezbollah firing at this time and breaking the ceasefires. And then U.S. News says, oh, my God, Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz again. They broke the ceasefire. No, they didn't. Netanyahu launched hundreds and hundreds of strikes, 150 on Friday, hundreds more yesterday in Lebanon, vaporizing entire neighborhoods. So they're the ones doing this. It's just a fact. Controlling or trying to control our foreign policy. And as Trump said, he's really gotten disappointed and lost a lot of respect for the Israeli hardliners. Well, I'm not going to say who he said to access the wall, but Netanyahu's really, you know, needs to have a little bit of sanity. I'm trying to keep Netanyahu a little sane. That means he is insane. That's what Trump's saying. So, see, I said how this would go 115 days ago when it started. I was right. The straits closed. The middles didn't fall. And now Trump is talking like me. So for all of you out there, it's only 20, 30% of you that are mad at me and said I was a panicking and it was all going to work. And every time the peace deals happen, you say, see, and then it falls through because Israel blows it up. I said on Friday, I bet Israel attacks this weekend. They didn't even wait. An hour after they signed the agreement, Israel did, with Hezbollah in Lebanon, they attacked. So here's a powerful statement from J.D. Vance. Don't play games with us. You risk losing everything. Trump is your last ally. The whole world already hates you. Here's the club.
What I will say, and this does bother me, is that you have seen people within Bibi's cabinet who have come out and attacked the deal and in some ways very personally attacked the President of the United States. And I guess my message to them would be twofold. Number one, Donald J. Trump is the only head of state in the entire world who is sympathetic to the nation of Israel at this moment in time. And he happens to be the head of state of the world superpower. If I was in the cabinet of the Israeli government, I might not be attacking the only powerful ally that I have anywhere left in the entire world.
And by the way, they got the former head of the IDF, the former heads of Mossad on Israeli TV saying the same thing. But notice the Israel lobby doesn't attack them and say, oh, they're anti-Semitic. Oh. No, they attack yours truly. I'm a panikin. I'm a low IQ. No, I'm ahead of the curve. I've done my homework. The dog didn't eat my homework. I did it. Here's a member of Netanyahu's parliament, member of parliament, chucks his MAGA hat and says, this is much better, and puts on his Likudnik Israel First hat. Here it is. But that's what it was always about. Here's Israel's main opposition leader, Yair Lapid, says Netanyahu sold Trump a lie about the Iran war that we're now paying the price for. He did not present them with the risk, not the impact on energy markets, not the issue of the Strait of Hormuz, not Lebanon, and above all, not the fact that he did not actually know how to bring down the regime. But they said it would fall. They had agents inside, and that it wasn't going to happen. That's been confirmed by Netanyahu, admits it. And so it wasn't going to work. And then it turns the whole world against Israel and by extension the United States and destroys Trump's recovery. Here's that clip. Here's the list of failures. The list of 13 in number. This is how they reminded me of it. The war of the 13 failures. Failure number one, he sold the Americans a deal in which the regime would fall. He didn't show them the risk, the map, nor the price of energy market, nor the Gulf of Oman, nor Lebanon, especially not the fact they didn't really know how to overthrow the regime. And then, when the deal didn't materialize, he lost the trust in the middle of the war. Look at Trump's announcement yesterday about postponing bombing. And he just goes on to the other 12 points. In fact, can you guys find the full 12? I want to post the whole 13. Even if we don't do it live on the show today, when we post this to X and Rumble and everywhere else, everybody else posts it everywhere else, because they don't let me post. They don't let us post other than X and Rumble. And we also post it alexjoneslive.com. So if you're not on Rumble or X, share it from there, those URLs. That'll get around the censors, alexjoneslive.com. But you're welcome. It all belongs to you. This is all free to air, non-exclusive license of the world, meaning it's my show, your show, you know, the owners of the Alex Jones Network show, but it belongs to you to edit, to re-upload, play the whole thing, put it on your YouTube, put it on your Instagram, just get it out there. And more it's not being censored, it's just getting out there because I'm a moderate nowadays compared to a lot of people. I'm the same guy I was 30 years ago, the same guy I was 5 years ago. You tune into those shows, same information, and it's damn accurate. So that's a big deal. Now, I don't like Hillary Clinton, and she's all been for regime change, but now she knows how popular it is to be anti-Israel. She's been coming out saying Netanyahu's crazy back then, tried to trick her into wars, even though she was supporting it. And she says, and it's true, Trump wasn't even briefed on the Strait of Hormuz. They've said that. They never even thought about that. Now Trump knows he was set up, and it doesn't. When I say this, it doesn't take away from Trump's mistake. It's about ending the war. It's about not having Israel control our foreign policy and domestically as well. And it's about trying to get Trump to stop doing the bad policies he's doing. Somehow there's this weird thing I see all over the place where, oh, look, you're back on the Trump train. What does that mean? That doesn't even make sense. I don't care about Trump calling me low IQ and all the rest of it and attacking me when I warned him of all this and said he's being set up. I don't expect to get a fruit basket at Christmas or a thank you card. I don't care about that. I care about stopping the war, having Trump's recovery plan work, and not going into the Great Reset, and having the UN launch with the WEF new virus releases and new lockdowns. I'm trying to fight the AI takeover and the data centers. I'm trying to mobilize humanity. And I don't care if you're black, white, Jewish, Christian, whatever you are. If you agree with me, we should get together and be against this. It's a big tent. But this is how unpopular Israel is. And then the fact is, Hillary usually lies. What she's saying here is true. You can look it up. Trump, they never even discussed the Strait of Hormuz. It wasn't even looked at. And later when they closed, he said, well, I'll open that up right away. It's easy. But in the interview with Axios, he says, well, that's only 18 miles wide. They've got all their missiles and all their artillery and stuff we can't stop up close. They can just destroy any ship they want. Thousands of missiles flying. They can keep it closed, so we've got to end this. Wow. Yeah, we got to go back to where it was before you got snookered into it. It's literally word for word what I've been saying before Midnight Hammer. And by the way, tonight's the summer solstice, the longest light of the year. And this is when they launched Midnight Hammer last year. We were told total victory, total success. And I said, this is, they're getting us into full war. This is just getting Trump to stick his toe in the water. This is a setup. And, oh, you're a panicking. When it didn't go to full war, I said, well, that's the plan. You watch. We'll be there in the next year. And I was right. I know what I'm talking about. Look at the record. And I only say that so people will listen to me next time. I know a lot of people do, and the majority of you understand that, but I'm not just making stuff up here. We have all the clips of Trump delivering an address to the nation on June 21st, 2025, announcing total, let's put it back on screen, total obliteration of Iran's nuclear sites after U.S. strike, total success. And I said, watch, they're going to double back and tell him it's not a success, even though it overall was. Definitely degraded him. And now here we are. A year later, and we've been in a war for 115 days that's destroyed the world economy and is recovering. Still might be time to turn it around. So here's Hillary saying, oh, you might want to know about the Strait before you do that. Because he was so set up, it lets this witch dunk on Trump. But it's true what she's saying. Here it is.
Enhance our security and our other interests, particularly our economic interests. I was stunned when reporting started coming out about conversations in the White House, because in, you know, the years I was on the Senate Armed Services Committee and I was Secretary of State, anytime we talked about Iran, any kind of war game scenario that we discussed, among the very first questions was, what if they close the Strait of Hormuz? What do we do? And then from the reporting, it sounded as though that just hadn't been really discussed, or at least not brought to the highest levels of the administration.
And again, if you go back to March 1st, that special three-hour Saturday show I did that is totally evergreen on X and on Rumble and AlexJonesLive.com, I went through what was going to happen, what was going to unfold, the least worst case to the worst case. And I said, I hope a few months into this, Trump figures it out. Israel's going to go after his ass, say he's a traitor, pull out all the stops domestically with their control of much of Congress. But and they're going to say Trump's been defeated and the Iranians won. Just ignore that and move on. Because if you keep it closed even longer, total destruction of your recovery. And the longer you let them sucker you into gambling in this, the longer it's going to go and the worse it's going to be. And so Trump's taking the middle way. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is like a 3 how bad it is. And each month that goes by becomes a 4, a 5, a 6, and it just gets worse from there. So if you're driving off a cliff, slam the brakes on, and we're right there at the edge of the cliff, and looks like the bus ain't going to go over maybe. Still going to have some pain. Remember what he said back at the time. We've totally obliterated their uranium. They don't have his program anymore. And I said, no, they've already gotten the enriched uranium out. From all our intel, they have stuff to make bombs. They don't have the delivery systems properly done yet. That's all confirmed all over the news now. Here's Witkoff March, 2 days into it. Iranians were 10 days away from building a nuclear weapon. They have 460 kilograms of enriched uranium. What have I been telling you? People go, oh, God, that's Israeli lies. See, you're saying they needed a strike. No, it's like North Korea. You can't stop them. You got to make a deal. Or you go to full ground war with them, and we couldn't beat Vietnam. The numbers are for the Pentagon. It'll be the worst quagmire ever. You want a national draft? You want to send 1 million troops in? That's probably what it would take. 200,000 for Strait of Hormuz? They fired the head of the army when he told Trump that. Said at least 100,000. Strait of Hormuz is their main concentration of suicide fighters. And you got to fight them up close. You got to dig them out of the holes with all their anti-aircraft and anti-tank and missiles. It's a damn armed camp. Why haven't we gone to war with North Korea? We'd probably win in the end, but it'd be a Pyrrhic victory. We'd be in a nuclear war. China would get involved. Why do you think we have the 38th parallel or whatever? The war never ended. We're on a ceasefire with North Korea. So let's go back to Midnight Hammer with all the discussions and declarations of success. And I was saying, this is the camel's nose of the tin flap. They're going to say they didn't get rid of it. They're going to say we got to go back in. And that's going to go into full war and regime change because that's what Israel wanted. It wasn't a hard prediction, but people want to say, how do you know? Shut up. 50D chat. Blah, blah, blah. Now Trump's saying, I was misled. J.D. Vance, I was misled. Yes, you were misled. That's the off-ramp. Blame Netanyahu, who did it, who set us up. You're still partly guilty, but get out of it. Trump envoy Witkoff says Iran claimed it had enough enriched uranium to make 11 bombs. Isn't that funny? What have I been saying for years? Dozens of bombs. Boy, you think I just got that from an Easter bunny? You think I was out in the backyard, a little Easter bunny pop, and said, hi, Alex, they can make dozens of bombs. And I went, oh, they can make dozens of bombs years ago. And then now they admit it, and Iran says, yeah, they've already come out and said they built bombs a month ago. They just put them together. They go, oh, we don't care about the fatwa of the last mullah. The new mullah says we can make bombs. Magic wand. They already had them. They lied. Yeah. What, you're saying they're bad? Yeah. And we can't beat them unless we're willing to have a full nuclear war because all the war games say it escalates to that. Got it? Got it? Dog don't hunt. Don't work. Doesn't work. Deepwater Horizon analogy, because everybody knows about that. They were putting $50 million of concrete in the hole, deepest well ever drilled at the time. They'd already hit giant pockets of gas. Their estimates were they were hit one of the biggest deposits ever with huge explosive force. And they called in to the engineers. They all came out in the famous court case. When you see that movie, Deepwater Horizon, it's all like word for word from the transcripts. They were recording those conversations. They make it on the boat and stuff. It wasn't on the rig. It was on the sat phones. And they're literally in Houston going, well, we're a 40-something billion-dollar company, and by not spending this money on the mud, they call it mud, it's concrete, to make sure there's all this pressure on top of it so it doesn't blow, we're going to be a $48 billion company. And you hear the actor doing the coon-ass voice. It's actually the executive in the coon-ass voice saying, our British owners say that we're going to go and do this. And then it blows up just like they said it would. I mean, it's like it's not going to work. You can't put piss in a gas tank. You can't piss in your Ford Chevy or Mercedes-Benz and it will not run on piss. I mean, this stuff isn't even hard, okay? It isn't going to work. That's not a panicking. That's being on a targeting. That's knowing what the hell you are talking about. Him. You got that on out? You can go for you now on the 10 now. Go, okay, you on the 10 now. That's good. We gonna be $48 billion company next week. We don't put no mud down there. The executive think we don't need no mud. Well, let me explain to you the equations of the math here. We're engineers. If it hits a pocket anywhere near what we think is there, it will blow the rig up. You'll have one of the biggest oil spills in history because there's oil down there too. We hit a bunch of oil. Do you understand? Well, we gonna do it anyway. Do a pressure test, and if the pressure test is successful, we go all the way. Well, we don't know if we keep drilling, we're going to hit another area of pressure. That's an order you'll find. Now, real. And that's Netanyahu. We're going to have us a regime change here. It's going to work good. It didn't work good. It worked bad. But you are so smart. You know everything. You're Benjamin Netanyahu. Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? You guys got 70 IQs? No. You're full of bravado. You're degenerate gamblers. This is all gambling behavior. Yeah, Pentagon said 8% chance they fall within 3-4 months. But then there'll be factions and probably a worse group, and then we're back at it. We don't care about that. You just do what we say. All right. Trump, oh, we dropped 40,000 bombs on him. Yeah, we dropped 7.6 million on the Vietnamese, only pissed them off more. Trump, you see how many bombs we dropped on them? Oh, well, that'll teach them. That'll really get them, man. Bunch of dug-in lunatics, armed to the teeth with high IQs. You think that's going to do anything? Yeah, Trump's back to threats after being mad at Netanyahu. Trump threatens to blow the crap out of Iran Strait. Trump threatens to blow the crap out of the Iran Strait, I guess they're calling that the Strait of Hormuz, first round of truce talks in Switzerland. It's just like WEF wrestling. That's it, World Economic Forum wrestling. But it's real. Real idiocy. Here's Trump a year ago tonight.
Thank you very much. A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
This was Israel.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000 people, and hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate. In particular, so many were killed by their general, Qasem Soleimani.
He killed years
I decided
ago.
So a long
stop right
time
here.
Ago.
That's enough. And I'm not defending the mullahs. The CIA helped them get in power in 79. They tried to get him in power in 53 to overthrow Mossadegh, but another government came in, and the Shah got CIA back, and they overthrew him. It's all declassified. Look it up. Don't just say names. Operation Ajax. Oh, he just said a name. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Ooh. And then we blew up a bunch of their passenger airliners on purpose, blew up their entire Navy in Operation Praying Mantis. Look that up. Bombed them a whole bunch of times, and then funded Iraq with the equivalent of like $500 billion today. It was like $70 billion back then, with all the high-tech weapons and nerve gas. Like, Saddam nerve gassed his own people. You mean the Kurds that were helping the Iranians? And I'm not saying it was good Saddam did that, but it's declassified at the time that the United States satellites were directing, and with the weather reports, when to fire the sarin nerve gas at the Iranians. Killed 2 million of them. About 800,000 Iraqis died. And then the West turned around and double-crossed Saddam Hussein, who was trained by the CIA and worked for the CIA. He deposed the Baathist leader in 79. We put him in. And then they hand him over to the Shiites so they can hang him, the Iranians. It's just double-dealing, lies, crap, garbage, bull. Oh, they blew up hundreds of our Marines. That's terrible. And we killed millions of them. Millions. While that was, oh my God, we're funding killing 2 million of them. Just like we're running the Ukraine thing against Russia. All the intelligence, the directing the weapons. They're like, we killed 2 million of them and they blew up our Marines. Why, we killed 2 million of you and you blow up, what the hell are you doing? I mean, I hate the Marines and he blew it up, but like, we're in there. We're in there. Just like we just put the head of Al-Qaeda 2 years ago in charge of Syria. And you watch, a year or two down the road, we'll be bombing Syria and saying he's Al-Qaeda, and no one will remember we put him in with Israel and Egypt. And I keep saying Egypt. Turkey! Not Egypt. So, it's just like, I'm just sitting here watching this. It's like, I want Maduro out. I want Venezuela to be free. But the CIA said, oh, put the deputy communist leader in, and now that we have a viceroy dictatorship, we run in Venezuela. I'm like, if we free Cuba, we're going to put...
Tell your friends, and you can get Alex to the Alex Jones app as well, alexjonesapp.com. You know, especially you young people, the Zoomers listening to me, go help your grandparents. I literally, when I was in Colorado, was like installing the app on my grandmother's phone, doing the shortcut to the Rumble channel so she could always find the live stream. Technology's moving. We're moving with it, and we got to make sure to pull everybody along with us. And of course, you can support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. We have incredible products there. I'm kind of a kind of a sucker for all of the products that we have at thealexjonesstore.com because they're all awesome, and it's like it's not a thing I'm getting paid to do, right? Like, I could always carry around my old wallet, but I got the new wallet because it's so awesome and I've been so happy with it the entire time. Now we have these premium nylon tactical belts available at thealexjonesstore.com. They're only $39.99, and they are of equivalent design, quality, standards, aesthetics, just amazing stuff. You will never be disappointed with the quality of items at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's the supplements or the gear like this. It's always top-notch, just like we try to keep our coverage always top-notch. Might be an ironic thing to say for a belt that has no notches. It is a heavy-duty nylon webbing with smooth automatic ratchet buckle, so there's no holes, no notches, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You just adjust it to exactly where you want it, and it stays there. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit, whether you're out working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. We've got three unique designs, the Cross Edition, the 1776 Edition, and the Alex Jones Signature Edition. You can get each one of these for under $40, but for a limited time, you can get all three designs bundled together for only $99. If you want my advice, they make fantastic gifts, so if you want one, go ahead and get all three, and then give your least favorite two out as gifts. Or heck, buy six and give three of them out as gifts. And of course, the America 250 Birthday Limited Edition 4th of July Apparel Sale is on. Folks, 4th of July is coming up quick. You're not going to want to be out there wearing like a purple shirt, right? You're going to want to be decked out head to toe in the most patriotic gear you can find. And the best place to get it, hands down, is thealexjonesstore.com. This collection right now is 30% off. So again, you're running out of time to get this before July 4th, so it's delivered and you can wear it with pride on Independence Day, coming up very, very quickly. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com. Check out the America 250 Limited Edition 4th of July Apparel Collection. It's 30% off right now. We also have gravity-fed water filter systems back in stock, because we are, at the end of the day, but humble water filter salesmen here trying to both provide, because it's always the way we've been. You've got to not just combat this stuff at the political level. You've got to protect yourself in the meantime. In other words, they put chemicals in the water. We want to be activists. We want to be protesters. We want to be running for office to get that changed, to get the stuff removed from the water. In the meantime, filter your water. It goes like that. Destroying tyranny since 1776, Betsy Ross snake t-shirt. Like, how many band logos can you put on a single shirt? How many logos that would get you kicked out of the U.S. military or investigated by the FBI can we put on a shirt? Because believe it or not, that is the state of freedom of this in this country, at least a few years ago. Do you remember there was a serial, like a list of symbols that had been banned by the U.S. Army for, you know, extremist ties? Embrace freedom and our symbols and our history unapologetically, proudly, and by going to thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
No nations, only a criminal world government of depopulation lording over us. That's the UN globalist master plan of the mad scientist, the poison shots, the AI takeover. But in the middle of it, the muscle wanting to expand Israel and control U.S. foreign policy is Israel. Now I want to finish up with some of the enraged Israeli operatives meeting over in Jerusalem with Mike Huckabee, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., the Israeli propagandist, Mark Levin, and other non-Jewish people saying, I'm just a goy, a cow, that is very honored to be here in the presence of my superiors. I'm not kidding. And it's just like, this is like cartoon level stuff. And then you have this article at alexjoneslive.com that needs to get shared and read. Israeli security and defense experts say America needs another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to remember who is the enemy and who is the friend. Now, I've been saying Israel's only move, the deep state's only move now, to continue this war and get ground troops in and a draft and bring in the total police state, and then have a bunch of staged terror attacks, and Iran will probably actually activate sleeper cells, so it'll be real, too, would be pulling this off. That's at AlexJonesLive.com. I'm going to be getting to that, and then I see this talking point out of the ADL and out of Levin and all of them. How dare you say Israel's involved in 9/11? And now they're saying, boy, a new 9/11 would sure teach the Americans. Where's a new 9/11? We need it. I mean, dozens of pundits, members of the Knesset. We have the Israeli moving company all dancing and videotaping it from before it happens, when it happens, the World Trade Center. They got arrested. They later admitted they were connected to Mossad on Israeli TV later. They were released. The FBI said they were connected to Israel, and it looked like they were involved. And then they told the news, yes, we were told, we didn't know the bombing was coming, the airline attack, but we were told that the towers would be blowing up. I have the clip for you. Play for you in a minute. And so we were there. Okay. You also had a lot of the Muslims. This was confirmed. In the local news the day before, they evacuated schools saying those towers won't be there tomorrow. And the towers were like 80% empty that day. Howard Lutnick didn't go in to his company based there. Larry Silverstein didn't, who doubled the insurance on it. He bought it 6 months before, got terror insurance, which they won't normally give you, especially in Manhattan, and then got double it and made $6 billion immediately off of it. But the problem with even getting into this, I could go 5 hours and not cover all the evidence. So go ahead, Levin or ADL, go ahead and say I'm lying, attack me. I've already made a film, I produced a film called Fabled Enemies that covers this and other documentaries, and I'm already going to do it. I'm going to go whole hog on this, okay, because I want to stop the next 9/11. The Pentagon neocons working with you, and our government was heavily involved as well, but the Israelis did the groundwork on the ground. But NORAD standing down, blocking the flights, ordering the flights not shot down, but the general still disregarded the order with the South Dakota Air National Guard that was out over Pennsylvania, shot down Flight 93. That's why it was spread over 10 miles, engines, 10 miles or 8 miles away or whatever. Two AIM-9 Sidewinders that came out in the FAA transcripts. Oh, yeah, we even know who shot it down. He got a medal for it. There was no let's roll cover story, all that. This was a joint deep state Israeli operation, just like the USS Liberty. And boy, the anti-Israel folks used to go crazy when I'd say LBJ sent the ship there to be sunk, ordered the aircraft carriers to stand down. The admirals told everybody, you'll go to prison or be killed if you speak out against this. I had it from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore. And of course, you had the head of the USS Liberty group on saying, yes, we covered it all. We had Admiral Moore on groundbreaking information saying I was dead on right. See, the mental illness out there is it doesn't say Israel's innocent to show how the U.S. government was involved in the Liberty and 9/11. It's what happened and the subsequent cover-up. You think Israel would try to pull that off without knowing the U.S. government was going to cover its ass? Think Israel can make NORAD stand down? Think Israel can put false imprints in all the drills they were running of hijacked jets flying the World Trade Center that day? Oh, you didn't know that came out mainstream news? See, you aren't really experts. What about the general audience? People that just make stuff about me because you're so shocked that I know so much. So you just say, oh, that guy, he's just lying. Oh, what are you doing covering up for Israel saying the U.S. government's involved in 9/11? It's like you got two bank robbers going to rob a bank. They're both equally as guilty. It's the proof. It's the pudding. All the survivors of the Liberty, the congressional hearings, the Moore probe, all found that LBJ worked in concert to blame Egypt. They were going to nuke Egypt and go to war with Russia. We were going to have World War III in 1967 during the Seven-Day War. And you know Iran's a bigger trigger for a larger war, too. History's repeating itself, so get sophisticated. Let me get going. I'll never get to it all. This is just a prelude. Here is Mark Levin saying, I'm not an Israeli agent as I speak to you here in Israel tonight. Then you got Mike Huckabee. Yeah, I got to watch Truth Social. I might get fired any day. Trump is pissed at us. Us, yeah. And then that dovetails with what I was just mentioning. British Colonel Richard Kemp, I speak as a goy. He literally says, I speak as a subhuman cow in the presence of my supreme leaders. This happened during the World Jewish Congress a month ago. They had leader after leader come and say, I am a mere goy in your presence, master. And I'm like, come on, that's not, come on, your variety Jew out there on the street or your doctor or lawyer does not believe that. They don't teach that. I'm even trying to defend Israel. I'm saying the group running it is the most supremacist, lunatic, just, you know, Hitler cooked up his whole plan, kind of mirroring what the radical rabbis and the Zionists were doing, and said, I'll show you when your plan to take over. I will take over. I will rule the world, not you. It's all just megalomanium. You got the communists trying the same thing. Stalin's like, I will rule the world. Meanwhile, the Rothschilds are like, we'll get this war going and set Germany up. Take the bait, Hitler. Hitler took the bait, dummy. Trillion D chess, huh, Hitler? Yeah, we'll get into blasting gelatin. Oh, you know what they call the art project run by Israelis out of Austria that was in the exact area in the first tower you hit by an airplane? They called it their bee gelatin project. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they advertised they were going to open their art project there at the World Trade Center on 9/11. Oh, here's full access to all the crawl spaces and all these floors that are closed for you. And then they got all these big boxes with their debt cord and their fuses. And known Israeli demolition experts are part of the art student leadership. And they take photos themselves and publish it. Oh, look at, we're up here, our art project with all of this explosive material. Isn't that liberal? Isn't that loving? I'll show it all to you in a moment. But let's go ahead and go to a few clips from the big emergency conference they just had in Jerusalem. Here it is.
And yet people keep giving opinions about me that aren't true. I read headlines and I go, did I say that? No, I didn't say that. So I just want to explain, I'm not an agent for the Israeli government. I don't meet with the Israeli government. I don't conspire with the Israeli government. Believe it or not, I love this country, and I don't need any government to tell me that. So today, before I got here, I did something that I thought was very important. I checked President Trump's social media to make sure this was not my last speech in Israel. As you know, he typically fires people in the middle of the night by way of social media. So I wanted to make sure that there was a reason for me to come. I'm happy to report that so far, so good.
I speak as a goy, a mere goy. The Jews were put on the face of the earth to be a light unto nations. And Israel is being that light in defense of its own country. And I think most particularly, not just in military technology, but in the way in which those extraordinary men and women of the IDF have shown the world how to fight. And many countries in Western Europe, which are going to face this violence, will be looking to Israel to see how they're going to fight. So the narrative is one thing, but action, I think, is even more important.
Good going.
And let me tell you how anti-Semitism works down the ages. Ever since we lost our country and we became defenseless, we were defenseless not only against physical attack, but against the vilifications that often and always preceded them. So we were faced in one country with such vilifications, and that led eventually to either one of two things, either exile or massacre. And then we went to another country. And we faced exactly the same thing after the vituperations and vilifications, that we're poisoning the wells, that we drink the blood of slain children, that we carry vermin. And by the way, these are the exact lies that continued right up to the Nazi Holocaust. Exactly the lies. So we were faced with these vilifications, and then we were massacred, and then we pushed to another country and another country, and the same thing happened over and over and over again. Well, here's where the change happened. It happened with the rise of the State of Israel and the creation of the Israeli army. We may not be able to stop the vilifications. They come and go in a predictable cycle, as my historian father told me. But the change is that when they come to slaughter us, we fight back. We don't let them do that. We fight back and we roll them back, exactly as we have done now in the last 3 years.
Blowing up half of Lebanon, now saying you're going to take southern Lebanon, Greater Israel Project, saying you're going to control U.S. policy, saying, you know, Trump's bad because he doesn't want to have a total war that destroys the economy and fails. And I can go through everything he says. And there's certainly been times in Europe and places where the Jews got scapegoated and stuff taken from them. You can't deny that. And those royals back then were robbing their cousins and fighting each other constantly. And people were always driving each other out. And that's just what goes on around the world. Okay, so I'm not denying that. But did British intelligence hire 100,000 former Russian Jews out of Europe and the U.S. mainly, Brooklyn, and ship them in to stage the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution? That's mainline history. Gulag Archipelago. I mean, that's not debated. Did they kill 30 million Christians? Were 80% of the Khazars Jewish at the time? That's why Stalin was seen as a hero, because he killed Lenin and got rid of the Jewish monopoly of the Communist Party. I mean, the Jews are proud. I mean, the socialist ones, the liberals, the communist ones, they'll tell you, oh, that was our revolution. So what about that? That's another reason people are a little upset here. And all the rabbis saying, that's not all of them, but it's big groups of them. Oh, because of Titus sacking the Second Temple in 70 AD, we see Europe and the U.S. as New Rome. They'll be destroyed. We're flooding with Muslims. Bring them down. They're the big enemy. So this just goes on and on and on and on. And Levin says he's not connected to Israel. He meets with Netanyahu. He's part of the eight-front war. There, he's in the Times of Israel admitting that they're coordinating with Levin to help put their propaganda out and talk to the president. That was a total lie by Levin. I have nothing to do with Israel. I don't talk to anybody over here. I'm just sitting here right now with you. And I just literally give all the talking points. And I got a giant American flag brooch. Was he wearing his giant American flag brooch in Israel? Let's go back to Levin. I forgot. He wears a woman's brooch. I think it's something Madeleine Albright would wear. Nope, not wearing the brooch over there. So we want you to know here, I'm an American. I'm an American. I'm just Israel first. But he was wearing it when he got back to the U.S. for the show last night. And boy, he went on a rant against Trump and everybody else. Abandoning Israel. We're just supposed to stay in your failed war. No matter what. So the good news is America and the world's woken up to this. Israel needs to get rid of Netanyahu. They've already smashed the proxies of Iran. And they need to go into a peace cycle. And it needs to stop. And large portions of Israel agree with me. And Israel will no longer be the most unpopular country in the world. And it needs to stop being the center of attention. Negative attention. It's like a kid that will take bad attention, you know, if they can't get anything else. And I'm just like, this is crazy town. We got Chi-Coms and AI and New World Order and the UN globalists cooking up the next virus to deal with. And Netanyahu's heavily involved in all that, saying, Israel has a national health service. We're going to make everybody take all the new vaccines and mRNA, and we'll be the guinea pigs. He said, Israel will be your guinea pig. What? And again, the Zionists, it's on record since World War II, wouldn't let any Jews get out of Germany or Europe unless they paid the money to the Zionists, who would then pay Hitler 2/3 of it. They kept a third. And the founders of Israel are famous quotes saying, we don't let any Jews get out of Europe if they don't come here. A cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Europe. That's a quote. And Madeleine Albright's dad was the high-level George Soros. He was a 13, 14, 15-year-old kid finding where Jews were because he was Jewish and ratting him out to the Nazis. He's called a bloodhound. He's low-level. He's like a private. Up at the top, you had Madeleine Albright's dad, who was one of the main Zionists collecting the equivalent of trillions from Jews. And a lot of times they double-crossed him and wouldn't let him get out. And it came out on 60 Minutes, like 15 years ago. She was doing a 60 Minutes interview. And there's this famous painting that's worth like $100 million that this Jewish guy did. and they saw other Jewish stolen paintings, and they were like, wait a minute, that's, the families were like, that's my grandmother's thing. They were saying, and they grabbed their money, sent them to death camps, given the Nazis the money. Then the Nazis double-crossed Albright in the last 8 months of the war. They fled to Serbia, and the Serbs pointed out, we saved you in World War II. That's where she immigrated to the U.S. from when she was a little kid. And you now blew us up and let the Muslims take over a third of the country. Why did you do that to us? My point is that the Jewish superclass of Zionists feeds on the rest of the Jews, goes out and does all this political stuff, then scapegoats the rest of the Jews, scares all the Jews to give them all their money, run to them, and then in the end, I believe the people running Israel are going to sacrifice it and blow it up for part of building the world government out of that crisis, and out of the false flags will come the true system of control. And Israel's already backstopping in Ukraine and in Argentina. And I heard this years ago, didn't believe it. Now I watch all these Israeli leaders say, well, this falls, we're moving to Argentina and to the new Israel that is Ukraine, that strangely enough, Stalin looked at making part of Ukraine a Jewish homeland and another area north of Georgia. You can look this up. Everything I say, you look up, folks. None of this is made up, okay? A lot of people say, how does this guy talk so fast? How does he say all this stuff? He doesn't know all that. Bull crap, I don't. I know it's a little impressive for some people, so it must not be true. No, it's all true. The crew can just write down what I say and type it in, and it all comes up, okay? Just please know I know what I'm talking about. All right. I'm live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Royce White in the Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Incredibly thought-provoking, well-spoken, very intelligent. He's coming up to do Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. I cannot do this justice. Plus, there's a lot more I want to get. Because I got great researchers back there. They're like, oh, boss, we just got hundreds of things more in all these clips. I got big guests coming up this week. Tucker Carlson's on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central. Other huge guests, big in-studio stuff coming up. Hey, well, one of the producers is here. Ask Daria right now how many guests we got tomorrow and what time they are. Because I got two. When are the guests on? Count Dankula and Jesse on Fire. When are they on? 12 and 1. Fourth hour is dedicated to the deep dive on Israel and how it was heavily involved in 9/11 with the globalist neocon deep state. But I'm not just going to look at Israel. I'm going to look at NORAD stand down. I'm going to look at the drills of attacking the towers with hijacked jets that same day. And I'm going to look at the Project New American Century. So the first 30 minutes of the hour, I will hit with total proof that Israel was heavily involved in planning the bombs, everything, building 7, everything. I'm going to show you smoking gun information, Israeli operatives admitting they were there to videotape it, saying it would blow up that day on Fox News. And then I'm going to get into the Pentagon and explain how the whole thing worked. Fourth hour tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. But if you want to just get a first snapshot for people that don't want to wait, here's some homework for you. So when you're watching this live, or once it's relooping, or we'll post all this to X tonight and Rumble, you can just pause it, look at the headline, pull it up, and see it for yourself, the videos and everything. So here's a quick data dump for you. First off, AlexJonesLive.com. Israeli security and defense experts say America needs another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to remember who is the enemy and who is the friend, and get behind anything Israel says. Whole bunch of top Israeli leaders, pundits, you name it. We got it all right here for you. Now, here's your homework. You want to look up Splinter Magazine. They got the best short boil down with all the links. One work, Gelatin's the Bee Thing. Gelatin B is plastic explosive dynamite. That was the name of the Israeli art project out of Austria, but Israelis were the group running it. And they were all like famous IDF. One guy was an IDF explosives instructor. He was even legendary. And he's photographed with boxes of gelatin bee dynamite fuses behind him. Up in the World Trade Center where the first plane hits, in the perfect cutout area that blew up. And they put up in the lights days before that a big emergency is about to happen. And guess when their project opened? And that project up there in the building was they said 9/11, it was supposed to open that morning. Oh, it opened, didn't it? So one work, gelatin's the bee thing. The art project you're referring to is titled The Bee Thing by an Austrian art collective, Gelatin, sometimes. And let's show the Wikipedia on the explosive gelatin bee. BB-18 triggers. And all the stuff they were doing in a special construction area and taking the windows off and all the rest of it. Might want to go read a little bit about gelatin bee thing. They put up E-Team or explosives team in the days before. Look at the tower right where the plane hit. I mean, it's exactly the same place. My goodness. And then boom, 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 the squibs. The firefighters saying bombs were going off, detonators. And then Building 7, same thing. Isn't that it? What an art project. It's like when serial killers chop women up. They go, it's a work of art. It rubs the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. My precious, you bitch. I'm going to kill you. Give me my dog. Oh, yeah. Oh, explosive team. Days later, ha-ha, the art project just opened, sweetheart. And what do they got written right here? Gelatin bee. Yeah. Gelatin. The bee thing. Okay. And there they are telling you, oh, something big's going to happen right here in a few days. Looking out the window. Hi. Hi. Howard Lutnick won't be here when it happens with his business on the top. Oh, no. Oh, no. And then we've got the dancing Israelis. 5 young Israelis, New York Times, caught in a net. And then we've got them on the news saying, yeah, well, we were told to be there to videotape. It was going to blow up that day, but we didn't do it. Yeah, we're connected to Mossad, but, you know, everything's okay. So tomorrow, 4th hour, be there. Share it. Get it out. Because I'm sick of people talking about this that don't even know how bad it is. Where's my Fox News clip? You gave me that, too. I can't keep track of it anymore, where they admit that. That's all coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. So start your engines in the info war. And I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to just go where nobody has gone before. So I covered all this 25 years ago. What's old's new. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need your financial support. I still have the CIA and DOJ but trying to shut us down. I got all the attacks going on. I don't bitch about it. I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't win this war without you. So I need your help, your financial support. We have the very best supplements, widest links to Patriot Apparel, the very best gravity fit filters, the highest quality filters that take everything out. You're crazy if you're not filtering your water. This is the best at the lowest price, and it supports the broadcast. A trifecta win, 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 win. And we already sold out of the filters. More coming in a week. But we're going to have to take it off the site soon because even the pre-order is about to sell out. So be the first to get it at the lowest price, highest quality, but get it in now. In a couple of days, we're going to have to pull it down off the site because I'm not going to – we're going to have to wait till more even come in before I put it back up. We're not doing pre-order anymore. Okay? So get it now, thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Stay with us. Royce White coming up. God bless you all.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.